Kim in Colorado is having a hard time with her basement floor. Tell us about the problem.
Okay, I moved into my house about 4 years ago. It's a new build, and the control joints in my basement and in my garage are starting to rise up.
Okay.
And I didn't know if, I've been told that basement floors, it's normal for them to be uneven, but it just seems rather odd to me. So I'm not really sure if, is it normal? And if not, what is there, what can I do to get it fixed?
Do you see any cracking or anything of that nature, or is it really just the joint that's rising up?
There is some cracking, not a whole lot. It's more so the joint.
Is it at the point where it's a tripping hazard?
Not a tripping hazard, but it's noticeable now that we've laid carpet over it.
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely see it.
Yeah. Is it the filler between the joints, or is it the concrete itself?
I think it's the concrete itself. The slabs seem to be rising up right where the control joints are.
Hmm. Well, you could be getting some movement in the slab. It's not terribly unusual. Those slabs are really not set on the footings. They're really just set on the dirt. So if the area around the house gets saturated, if the soil is damp, you could get some movement. And you're going to get some settlement. How old is this basement area? How old is this house?
It's 4 years old.
Yeah, then that doesn't surprise me at all. I think that this is probably normal settlement, and I don't think it's indicative of a major structural problem, Kim.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's good news. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Keep an eye on it. If you see anything that looks a little more dramatic, then the next thing I would do is I would contact a professional home inspector and have them take a look at it. I wouldn't go to a contractor because they're just going to try to sell you a new floor.
Okay. Now, do you know in a new build, is this something that's under warranty with a new contractor?
Good question. Good question, because new builds in many states have 10-year structural warranties, but unfortunately, the basement floor is not part of the structure. Because it's not load-bearing. So I doubt it would be covered by a warranty. And don't get too worked up about it because, frankly, those warranties, the builders tend to wrap them around you like they're warm blankets. I always say they're wet blankets because they got a lot of holes in them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kim. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. You know, Leslie, years ago I was an arbitrator for those home warranty programs. And
to determine if something was covered or not.
That's right. And, you know, we would see walls that were almost an inch out of plumb and that wasn't covered. We'd see gaps that were a quarter inch in molding and that wasn't covered. And the worst thing is I saw a broken concrete slab in a kitchen floor. And this was a pretty serious structural defect. I mean, it really broke right in half. And the warranty company said it wasn't covered because it didn't render the house, quote unquote, unlivable. So their standards for whether it's covered are really weighted towards the builder and not so much towards the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Well, as most things usually are.